This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, everyone. And no, we do not recommend you killing your enemies at work.
Most people did not hear that promo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, not promo, but the onion.
They should have heard it because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love the autistic reporter.
Yeah. At any rate, we still don't recommend it whether you heard the right? the bit or not. We just don't recommend it. It's not a good idea.
In case you were wondering.
It is Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from, where is it from again?
The interwebs.
It's from news.com.au.
That's Australia.
And where the WHO, this guy, Mr. Nabarro, says basically that we were wrong. We don't recommend lockdowns. Lockdowns hurt people. And
well, he was trying to make it sound like they didn't ever recommend lockdowns, but they would in certain limited circumstances.
Well, they already did, so, I mean, this is all backpedal. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to wrap up this article. His message is timely, the article says. In a world
would
first...
Would have been timely or 6 months ago.
Yeah. I actually disagree with that. He says, in a world first, a number of health experts from all over the world came together calling for an end to coronavirus lockdowns earlier this week. We covered
this. But the science is settled.
We covered this last week. I believe on Monday here on Free Talk Live. They created a petition called the Great Barrington Declaration, which said that lockdowns were doing irreparable damage.
Okay, I like the declaration, but isn't that name a little bit over auspicious? I don't know, the Great Barrington Declaration? Who decided it was so great?
Yeah, I brought in an article that I think has been updated. It's from 10/7 that talks about the Great Barrington Declaration just for this purpose. The petition itself, which is named the Great Barrington Declaration after the town in Massachusetts in which it was signed, was written on October 4th and has signatures from at least, several thousand public health scientists, almost 4,000 medical practitioners, and over 60,000 members of the general public. Those numbers have gone up. Because the article we're reading from tonight is a bit more fresh. It goes on to say, as infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists, we have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies and recommend an approach we call focused protection. Read the petition. Current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health.
Wait, who said read the petition? Was that you?
Read the petition.
Oh, read the petition. Yeah, sorry, that's my bad.
You read it wrong.
The article. I did read read wrong. Current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects. The petition now has 12,000 signatures, so that's not including the public signatures. That's from the scientists and medical health professionals, so it's growing. It was authored by Sunetra Gupta of the University of Oxford, Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford University, and Martin Koldoff of Harvard University.
Wait, you're saying not all doctors agree?
Yeah, the science is not settled. When asked about
science is not settled.
I know, right? When he was asked about the petition, Dr. Nabarro had only good things to say. Really important point by Professor Gupta, he said. So that ties in a little bit to what we've talked about previously here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, look, I'm not trying to say, hey, look, everybody, we were right. This isn't some grandiose, you know, self-righteous.
I will. Told you so.
But at the same time, this isn't new information. I don't know why it's taken the WHO so long to figure it out.
The current signature count for you, Captain, is viewable over at gbdeclaration.org, where there are 22,808 medical practitioners who have signed 8,923 medical and public health scientists and almost 400,000 concerned citizens.
Nice. So,
yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
Nice. All right, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on the air.
Off with his head. How's that? Ooh.
Nobody.
Is that worthy of being a lord if I send my $50 in?
It sounds like it, but no. You would almost have to be a lord in like New Zealand or
Australia.
Actually,
it sounded more like a queen
to me. I only
have
one foot, so I can stand up in that thing because I only have one foot, so I take up less space.
Oh, well, there you go.
So what I called about, though, is Snohomish County, Washington State. I got to go to the – I have all these underlying conditions. I have diabetes. I just got a stent, had half of my remaining foot removed, which means now I have half a foot. All these things. I got to go through the drive-thru at my bank in Everett, Washington, in my wheelchair to get money to go get a massage at a seedy massage parlor next door.
Because you can't go inside, right? Or you
can't
access,
go in the bank.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, do I need to wear a mask when I go get this massage or not?
It depends. We actually have a co-host of ours.
A mask with a smiley face on one side and a frown.
But to answer your question, a co-host of ours on Sunday nights is a professional massage therapist, and he is being told that he's getting his job back in that industry, and he is being told that he has to not only wear a mask whilst giving a massage, but also apparently didn't he say the customer had to as well, even though they're facing down, and that he has to wear like an apron that is required that they change out the apron between each customer and put a fresh apron on.
That kind of makes, I would hope that they would do that anyway.
And that's New Hampshire, so who knows how bad it is
now,
over in Washington.
You're talking about the Mountaineer, right? Not the lady that was picking her nose on
Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless Mountaineer, right, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, you guys. I'm just having fun. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call today, Mike. Appreciate it. You just hit the wrong button.
I did. Wow.
Sorry, dude. Whoever that was.
Yeah, whoever the other caller was, please call back.
We love him anyway.
That was human error. Error. Error.
That was the caller's name? Human error?
No, that was my
error.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I know that guy.
I believe I received 10 demerits for such a feat.
Well, I'm not going to be delivering them to you, so
right.
It's okay.
I don't recognize demerits as currency anyway, okay. So, you know. Doubloons, however, if you got some of those, I'll take those. We had, you had something else.
I always have something else.
No, you
I had Afghanistan. The exit. Proposed exit from Afghanistan.
Well, hold on.
By Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. That's Let's talk about one. That. Yeah. Mr. All you Trumpansies out there who've been following the orange cheetah, you should be jumping for joy, I would think. No, you're not jumping for joy?
What about?
Joy didn't like that about Mr. Trump's announcement you're about to tell us about.
Oh, the Afghanistan announcement?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's really true, then it's a pretty good one. He's saying on Twitter, of course, that he wants to bring all U.S. troops home from Afghanistan by Christmas.
And if you believe that, I've got some swampland in Florida for you.
My first question is, why hasn't he done so already?
And why not do it before the election?
Right.
Because we have to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Well, he wouldn't have to get legislative approval to do this, I don't think. I think you could just order them to come home.
Right, but if he did it before the election, he'd actually have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says he's going to do it after the election, he can get reelected without actually having to bring them home.
Right, then something will come up. Then
yeah,
there'll be some
something
sort of
always
issue.
Comes
right.
up.
There'll be some sort of issue that will intervene. But regardless, he did say that, and apparently it came as a surprise to his own officials. And it says it puts complicated peace negotiations in jeopardy. So the interesting thing about Trump in this particular case, him being this sort of master troll, is that he has been, by being pro-peace, or at least verbally, and he's made a few moves during his first term that suggest at the very least he's more pro-peace than his few predecessors.
Yeah,
it's not
maybe.
Saying much, but you know, he did try to do something with Kim Jong-un and South Korea, and he did refuse to authorize a certain bombing raid on, I think it was Syria or something like that. But in this case, he's going to put the liberals in the position of supporting the war. And that's what this story is going to be talking about, that the Taliban supports this. This is going to cause problems. We can't have the troops come home.
Wow, remember when the Democrats were the peace party?
Yeah, whatever happened to that.
So it's a smart move on Trump's part.
Bring them all home is what I say. We got no business out there doing anything anyway. 855-450-FREE.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. The Monday night show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
And me, Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join us as well as many other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th
yes.
for ForkFest 2021. What is it, the fifth year? Is that right?
That would be the fifth year.
Fifth year of ForkFest on the 4th?
Nice.
At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.party. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mike calling in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mike, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks. I appreciate your time. I was just curious about your guys' thoughts and opinions and feelings on veganism, or more so speciesism. And
can you define that? What is speciesism?
Where humans view they have a higher superiority to other species, so we can do as we want to other species. Like, you know, we have the might and the right, might makes right type of deal. Since we can do harm to animals, we do. And it's like, I was just curious about, every effort delving into the topic, just
what is the alternative to speciesism?
What is the alternative to speciesism? Just respecting of other animals, being more respectful.
No, we only
species.
Just want to clarify: are we only talking about animals, or are we including insects?
Here's a good example of like speciesism. You see, like a dog, and we're not eating dogs.
Some people do.
We think of that's weird, but then when you eat a pig, that's normal. And so,
some people do eat dogs. My question was more about what's included in the idea of animals to you. Is an insect an animal?
To a degree, yeah. That's sentient.
There's
some really smart bugs. So, you know, if you look at the bug kingdom, there's such a wide spectrum of species
above. So what you're saying is a person who is anti-speciesist, so a speciesist believes that humans are on top and they can do whatever they want, but an anti-speciesist is somebody who will never kill a mosquito?
Oh, I wouldn't put it that way. You know, you do what you do to survive. You know, you can kill out of, like, defense or out of, like, survival. Out of practicality of everything, right?
What about
killing bugs? You can, you know, there's always a line that people are willing to draw, and that's what the whole speciesism thing is. Where do you draw the line? Like, but we're not out here killing. You know, some people are totally fine with killing animals just for their tusks or their fins or their eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, where do we draw the respect line of, oh, we have a house pet of a cat, but we're not eating it?
I draw the line of respect at your private property. So if you want to do a thing on your private property to the things that are on that private property, then you can do that. Now, I may decide to disrespect you personally for the things that you do there, but I'm probably not going to do a whole lot to try to stop you on it unless it is within my purview. So, like, if you're beating your dog or something like that, I may decide to step in. But if you've got a ton of land and you're hunting things on it, that's probably not going to be something I am going to do anything about. So I think it should be the market that decides how animals are treated, and that means our neighbors make choices individually for themselves. I would never try to force my view of the way things ought to be on most people.
Well, I'm curious.
Even if they're, like, abusing other people or, you know, harming
I just
other people.
Told you, I just told you, if they're abusing their dog or something and I'm aware of it, then I may actually step in, you know, to try to do something about that, and that would include if they're abusing other people as well. So,
Is murdering, like, we mass breed land animals by the billions, and then we murder them. Is that not harming of those animals? And, instead of a dog, we're mass killing these hogs.
Well, what about
according to the veterinary in general, it is actually bad for them.
Hang on, Mike, I have a question. What about yeast?
Yeast, like, you know, that's we're just getting down to, like, tiny particles. Like,
yeast are creatures.
It's all good. Yeast is good. If you eat nutritional yeast, has high amounts of B vitamins, be looking to that.
Right, but I'm talking about in the manufacture of even vegan foods, like bread, for example. Yeast is expelled, right? Yeast is used, and then the yeast die at some point, right? So you're murdering a bunch of yeast just to make bread.
Yeah, and you would say you murder the plants, too, right? You would have to murder the, you know, you don't murder apples when they fall from the trees.
Well,
like
you were talking about creatures, so, you know.
Yeah, creatures. You know, you draw the line. Like, what is a yeast really? How big of a creature is that? Like, that's the whole argument here. Like,
so what's your basis for where you draw the line?
Yes.
What's your basis for where you draw the line?
I think necessity. Like, is it necessary for me to consume any animal products? And then if you are considering a yeast an animal, which I wouldn't really consider an animal, I would still, you know, be conscious of what is your own actions. You know, you don't, there's people and they survive their entire life and they thrive and, you know, they're perfectly fine going their entire life without consuming any animal products. So it's, therefore shows that it's unnecessary. And when there's so many other alternatives...
Are there also people who don't eat animal products, but they're really unhealthy as well? Like, they're unhealthily
skinny or
weak or whatever?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So why would people want to be unhealthy and if they could be healthy by eating animals?
I mean, if you look at... Here's another interesting little thing about it is plants don't contain any cholesterol. And if you're looking at the leading cause of death, what is it? It's heart disease. What is heart disease caused by? Cholesterol. So if you look at the karmatic wheel, we are killing all these animals off by the billions. Fish, they go by the trillions. We kill fish by the trillions.
Do you think the animals would kill you if you were injured?
They might do it out of survival. Animals eat out of survival.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is our number. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court confirmation hearing of Amy Barrett started Monday and will continue for the next 3 weeks. The full Senate vote is expected on October 22nd. Both sides of the political aisle have their agendas. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Let me tell you a political secret. I doubt that it will be a brilliant cross-examination that's going to change this judge's trajectory this week. No. It is you. It is you calling Republican senators and telling them enough is enough, telling them it is personal, telling them they have their priorities wrong. So do it.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
She said, quote, judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views that they might hold.
This is USA Radio News. Curfew is in play in a small Wisconsin town after riots last week involving an officer-involved shooting from February. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin ended on Monday. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn. And something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more. And came running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News.
The markets closed higher today. Dow Jones 161 points, NASDAQ 158 points, and the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 30 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Captain, nobody had said something to the guy who was calling in about speciesism,
right? And I had a thing I wanted to say about that, too. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted nobody to explain his question. He asked a question about what do you think about cats. The guy on the phone was talking about the speciesist things, which I'd never even heard of before. It sounds very familiar. It sounds like veganism, basically, but another word for it, where he says a speciesist is the belief that a human is the top of everything and so might makes right, and so you can kill whatever other species you want to. And he was asking questions about, you know, how we felt about that. But no, but you asked something about, you know, what do you think about cats? What did you mean by that?
Well, basically, cats are one of the few animals that actually kills for sport. And so,
like batting a mouse around in the...
And, you know, eventually a lot of times they'll bite their heads off and then or kill them and then just leave them there because they're not actually hungry. They just saw something and they wanted to kill it. So I was wondering if you thought it was a good idea to execute cats because they're murderers.
I see.
I would love to have heard that one.
His original question was, you know, what are your thoughts and opinions on veganism and speciesism? And my thoughts and opinions on both of those things after hearing him define loosely what speciesism might be is the same as it is for, well, almost everything else. If you find that you would like to be a vegan or a speciesist or non-speciesist, as it were, depending on, you know, which side of that you fall on, feel free to do so. As long as you don't force anybody else to do that as well.
Well, see, that's where I would have liked to have gone with the conversation if we'd had more time with him. I would have asked, you know, what he would like to see done about speciesists. Is he going to be okay with just trying to convince them and failing? Because the odds that you're ever going to convince a majority of the population or supermajority of the population to embrace the idea of never eating an animal product ever again in their life. Remember, animal products don't just mean meat,
right?
It means like ice cream and all kinds of other things. So to suggest that you're ever going to get to that point voluntarily seems pretty unrealistic. I mean, maybe there'll be some sort of crazy vegan renaissance or whatever, but you know, I doubt that, given that so many people enjoy eating meat and other animal products. So what would he like to do about it? Is he going to just be okay with fighting this battle that basically can't be won throughout his entire life of words? Or does he want to get the government in charge of this and start arresting people?
Right. My advice to him is, you know, live your philosophy. If those things, veganism, speciesism, is part of your personal philosophy, go ahead and live those things. And then when people ask you questions, be prepared to answer them with why you've made those choices that you've made. And that's probably the best you're going to do as far as changing people's minds.
I get why it's frustrating to somebody like him who, you know, they look at every animal life as equivalent to their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that as a terrible tragedy when those lives are snuffed out. And even going so far as to actually suggest that insects are on the same level as, even called them sentient. And I don't know, I haven't studied all insects. Maybe some of them are more so than others, but I certainly don't think mosquitoes are on the same level of cats or dogs or horses or, you know, any other mammal or whatever.
I mean, look, I drive a car, you know, I have run over some sort of an animal, you know, raccoon, rodent, something. I don't know. It made me a little bit sad, of course, but then I drove on. You know, I was over it. Now, I don't know. Does that make me a speciesist?
Well, I think just about everybody is a speciesist, you know.
What it's not going to do, I'll tell you, is make me stop driving my car, right? You know, I mean, I need transportation to get to and fro, you know, so.
One thing's for sure, there are plenty of animals out there that will kill you if they have the opportunity, and it may be a giant cat, right? You talk about cats being killing for sport, killing for fun. You run up against the wrong cat. Let me just look at was it Siegfried or Roy? I forget which one of them got his head chomped on or his neck chomped on by whichever cat they had in captivity. But, you know, these animals do not believe in rights, and they will not reciprocate those rights to you. Rights are a human construct. Now, that's not to say there couldn't be some day out into the future where we manage to communicate effectively with dolphins. Like, already you can teach them words, and there's some level of communication that can go on there. Dolphins or other animals, that we could have some sort of meaningful communication wherein those animals could agree to concepts like rights, but we're talking about some pretty futuristic, you know, space age kind of concepts here that we're, how close we are to something like that happening, I don't know. In the meanwhile, let's let the market decide. I don't think most people are in favor of slaughtering dogs and, you know, to get their meat. I don't think most people are in favor of slaughtering dolphins, you know, to put them on display or whatever. But I don't think a lot of people have a problem killing some chickens. I mean, that's just something that's going to be very difficult to persuade people to do, especially when they're so tasty.
Yeah. Meat is murder. Tasty, juicy, delicious murder.
Isn't that people eating tasty animals, PETA?
Yes.
And, you know, if the aliens show up tomorrow, of course, some of the conspiracy theorists believe they're already here, but if, you know, aliens come down onto the planet and they're clearly technologically superior to humans, well, you might start getting eaten, and there won't be much you'll be able to do about it.
And humans do reproduce, so, you know, I mean, effectively, too, right? So if there was going to be some other form of being that viewed us as a food source, why, that would be certainly a bonus for them that we reproduce.
Breed us? Yes. Breed humans?
Yes, yes.
Hmm.
It's a tough issue.
Yeah, human beings are animals, right? And so within that, you know, we must coexist with other animals on the planet, but I recognize the danger in that other animals will certainly kill us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, perhaps we need to be able to kill animals when, you know, when we need to.
Well, it, you know, on one hand, you've got sort of the nature of things where in the state of nature, it's kill or be killed.
Right.
And that's just the reality of it. The vegan, I presume, or this anti-speciesist, whatever he would call himself, I'm sure their argument would be, well, but we can be better than that, right? Like, okay, that might have been the way that it was, but now we know better. Now we can act different. We can move beyond our instincts. And that's an attractive calling, but so is a sizzling steak.
Yeah, steak. Hey, did you know the difference between humans and, well, the rest of the animal kingdom, speaking of animals, is that animals can move about the planet freely, whereas humans cannot.
Some can. I mean, the birds certainly have no restrictions.
Well, I'm just saying that human beings need to get a passport if they want to leave their, quote, country, unquote.
Yeah. Well, right. And to me, it's the human and human-on-human interactions that are primary to me, right? Like, so I can understand where the vegan comes from.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that, and what they believe. I get it. But I'm more concerned, way more concerned when with humans killing humans.
Yes.
And humans torturing humans and humans imprisoning humans and humans, you know, charging other humans criminally who've never harmed other humans. These are all so way more important to me than whatever's going on with, you know, animal so-called rights.
But I bring up the travel because of this article from RT that talks about no long-distance travel until 2022 for Australians, and that's only if the population-wide vaccine is rolled out next year, their budget predicts. Australians weary of restrictions are out of luck.
Sounds like a crock.
As the country's new budget predicts, social distancing will continue for 2 years. And long-distance travel is to remain off-limits until everyone is able to get a COVID-19 jab.
Hey, guys, it's only going to be 2 weeks. I mean, 2 years. I mean, two decades. I mean, 200. Yeah. Two eons.
Two lifetimes.
I want to know what long-distance means. I hope they'll tell us what that means.
We hope they will tell us what that means. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about this coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Yeah, that's right. Ha ha. He's laughing at you because you didn't know it was Free Talk Live. But now you know that this is indeed Free Talk Live. We're in the final segment here of tonight's Monday edition. I am your host, the Lord, Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we'll get to some of your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the lockdown in Australia and how it looks like they're going to limit long-distance travel either
already have.
Until 2022 or until you get stabbed in the arm with some sort of COVID vaccine. We'll get to more of that in just a minute. But
I found the tweet, by the way, from Donald Trump.
Oh, nice. We'll get to that, too. But first, I wanted to just say thank you to tonight's amplifier, Pazza, P-A-Z-Z-A. Pazza, thank you. You are a silver contributor. If you do not know what the amplifier program is, please head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can find out all about it. Essentially, it is a way for you to contribute to the show. The donations there are used specifically to get us on more radio stations. We're currently on around 190 or so stations. We could be on 200, 250. It all depends on you. Go and visit amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you again, Pazza, for your contributions in helping us keep this show on the air. We appreciate it. Let's talk about the Donald Trump tweet.
Yeah, so I'd only just heard about him saying this, but apparently he actually said it on October 7th. So it was last week on Wednesday. That's why I couldn't find it really easily. But according to CNBC.com, Trump tweeted, "We should have the small remaining number of our brave men and women serving in Afghanistan home by Christmas." And according to The Guardian, that has taken the so-called government officials by surprise, and they say the Taliban is happy about it, and I won't get into it here, but they basically Trump's got the liberal media essentially proclaiming how the war should continue, which is brilliant trolling. And, I hope he's actually telling the truth. The history of Donald Trump with his opinions about Afghanistan go back for years prior to him becoming president.
Oh, yeah.
Where he has said multiple times that that war should be ended. And maybe he means it this time. I wouldn't get my hopes up. I wouldn't believe the promises of a politician. But if he's promising to bring all the troops home by Christmas and then he doesn't do that, that will definitely reflect poorly on him. Of course, at that point, it won't matter. But anyway. There you go.
Yeah, I just wish our military wasn't empire building. And by our, I mean the United States military. I don't really claim ownership to it of any kind.
Yeah, they won't treat you as an owner, that's for sure.
That is for certain. But I see no purpose for there to be as many military bases as there are around the country, around the globe. Pardon to the flat earthers out there who are listening.
Here's a quote from Ashley Jackson. This is in The Guardian. She is the director of the ODI Center for the Study of Armed Groups. She says, "It's no surprise the Taliban have welcomed Trump's announcement that he'd have the troops home by Christmas. They spent 19 years fighting for this. This is the last leverage the U.S. had left in talks with the Taliban, and Trump is proposing to give it away for free." So she's saying 19 years isn't long enough of a time in Afghanistan. We need to, the U.S. government needs to stay there longer.
Wow.
Because, well, the Taliban's still there, and so therefore the U.S. government should still be there as long as the Taliban is until the peace talks or whatever. And Trump's just like, all right, well, let's just bring the troops home. That's how you get to peace.
Yes.
You don't have to have talks.
Right.
You can just say bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is something that should have been done eons ago. All right, swinging back to this bit about Australia and their lockdowns and travel restrictions continuing until 2022 at a minimum, or until there is a coronavirus vaccine that they're no doubt going to force people to get.
Oh, joy.
This is from RT.com. Widespread adoption of a vaccine for the novel coronavirus will be a prerequisite. Will be a prerequisite for Australians being able to travel long distances again, according to the country's new budget that was unveiled Tuesday. Until that vaccine is rolled out, they can expect social distancing, intermittent lockdowns, and a stagnant economy.
No, not just a consistent lockdown, but an intermittent one. So they're like, let you out for a little bit, then they'll lock you down again. They'll let you out for a little bit, and then they'll lock you down again. Like New York City.
They used to let me out of my cell for an hour a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Lockdown or no lockdown?
Because that's good for business, right? Where you don't ever know when you're going to be able to open again, because you'll be open for a little bit, and then they'll come lock you down again, and your customers are going to get tired of trying to figure out when they can go and when they can't go. And so, I mean, just lock them down and keep it all locked down. Let's turn it into a total prison state, 24/7. The government can start feeding people bread and water, and that'll work out really well, like it did in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Quote from the article, "It is assumed that over the forecast period, material localized outbreaks of COVID-19 occur, but are largely contained. A population-wide Australian COVID-19 vaccination program is assumed to be fully in place by late 2021. General social distancing restrictions are assumed to continue until a vaccine is fully available," unquote, reads the part of the document titled "Key Assumptions." This is from,
you know,
what
happens when
budget.
You assume.
Yeah, you make an ass out of you and me. Prime Minister Scott Morrison hinted that while long-distance international travel will remain off-limits,
what is that
for the foreseeable future? Yeah.
Okay.
Long-distance international travel will remain off-limits for the foreseeable future. Quote, "Our borders will open up at some point to safe locations, whether it be New Zealand or parts of the Pacific or places like South Korea or Japan or countries that have had a much higher rate of success in containing the virus," speaking to reporters on Tuesday. So it sounds to me like you can travel around Australia, but not outside of Australia, is what it sounds like to me. To answer your question from earlier.
Although in Melbourne a few weeks ago, they were on a total lockdown where you couldn't do anything.
Yeah. So you want to see what the future looks like. Probably looks like Australia. Sad to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as people keep doing what they're told, they're going to keep getting told what to do.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so details on telephonic court hearings for anybody interested. But, yeah, what you just said, you're going to have to do as they did with the American Revolution, or they will just continue tightening down and tightening down and tightening down until they've done every last thing to you that they want to do to you. So decide when you want to get a spine, people. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to everybody.
Right.
But that's what's going to happen. It will continue until you stop it.
And these things never change. Even back in the days of slavery, Frederick Douglass, who, if you have never read Frederick Douglass, whoever you are, I suggest you do, said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Find out what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact nature of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress." Frederick Douglass.
Timeless words.
Yep. Truth.
Anything more, David?
Yeah, well, I was calling about for anybody who's interested on these court hearings that anybody can attend via the telephone if they want to. And I can cut to the chase, which I'm not going to do right now, and give you a telephone number and a password for each unique hearing, or I can teach you to fish. And anybody who's interested in fishing, you go to New Mexico Courts. You can Google all this. NewMexicoCourts.gov. They have a case lookup, and you look up by my name, and they do it in reverse. It's Olson David, and okay. Olson is with an O-N. And then you find the current cases, and you click on them, and it'll tell you when the hearings are. And then you go to and they're in the Metro Court, which it says there. And so then you go to the Metro Court website, and they will give you a table that shows all of the telephone numbers and
passwords. I wish I could just watch it on video, but thanks for the tips there. Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
Can you record it?
If you have the technical
ability. Yeah, you can. Until somebody comes and tells you can't, you can.
I'm pretty sure the New Mexico government goons can't come here to tell us that. So, I would think you could record it, nobody.
That's the thought.
Just don't ask for permission.
We appreciate the call tonight, David. Thanks for the update. Sorry, folks. We're about out of time.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. You can, if you've missed any of the show, you can get Free Talk Live archives, archives.freetalklive.com,
or just freetalklive.com.
Or freetalklive.com. We'll see you all next time. Have a good night.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Vidal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Fame Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Siskov Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Siskov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bain Books at Bain.com for more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.